morning, and welcome to a special Pledge Week edition of Mountain Money. I'm Doug Wells. I'm joined by my co-host for today, Roger Goldman. Renee Bodley is on assignment, very busy helping to make things run smoothly. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Doug. And I think part of her assignment will be stopping by and talking to us a little bit about the pledge drive and what we're trying to do this week for KPCW. And indeed, here she is. Good morning, Renee.
I just ran in. Are we talking pledge drive?
We are. I was just welcoming our listeners to a special pledge drive edition of Mountain Money. So we're 1 hour into pledge drive. And my drive in, it seemed like the phones were busy. And Summit Lands always gets the phones ringing. And we also, it looks like, still have a couple of the shuttles to the airport available. For a $75 pledge, you get a round-trip shared shuttle from Park City to the airport for one passenger. Number to call in is 649-9004. I can tell you these shuttle rides don't last long.
Yeah, they don't. It's $100 value for a $75 pledge. Also, the private luxury SUV, that is a $320 value. You can get that for a $275 pledge. Sam Rubin with Four Seasons Concierge says that you can fit about six people, I think, in that SUV with luggage in the wintertime. That's a great deal if you have friends and family coming in the wintertime. And just real quick, I want to tell you, I was back there talking totals, and we had 49 donors in the first hour with the People's Health Clinic, and they raised $2,835. Since this is a business show, since I'm sitting here next to my friend Kathleen Barlow, and she's a numbers lady, let me break that down for you guys. We want to raise $150,000 this pledge drive. That means every hour, we have 36 hours in this pledge drive, 9 hours for 4 days. That means every hour we have to raise $4,166.67. So I'm really hoping we can make that. We've gotten a strong start.
Fans of Mountain Money, now's your time to call in. Your support is an important part of how this radio station operates. Listener support represents about 25% of the station's revenues. It's an important component. We don't reach out and ask often. We ask twice a year. The number to call in is 649-9004. You're listening to Mountain Money. We're going to take a quick break. But before we go, when we come back, we're going to have Kathleen Barlow. She is the president of the Women's Business Network. And we also have Cindy Lapatriello.
Lapatriello.
Both from the Women's Business Network. We're going to hear more about this after this short break. Please.
Joining the Park City Chamber Bureau provides your business with many benefits, including a listing on our highly visited website, business-to-business networking opportunities, discount programs for you and your employees, and advertising opportunities exclusively for our members. We support and provide resources to over 1,000 Park City area businesses, both large and small. More about joining the Chamber and growing your business, go to visitparkcity.com or 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
We're back to Mountain Money, and before we start chatting with our guest, Kathleen Barlow, and we'll get it right this time, Cindy, a.k.a. Gunther Lapatriello. I wanted to do a thank you because the calls have continued to come in from the Summit Land Conservancy Hour. And Jim and Lila Tedford called with a pledge, and they said, save more land. A wonderful sentiment. Doug?
All right, welcome. So as I said, our guests today here are Kathleen Barlow. I'm going to try it again, Cindy Lapatriello. I think I'm closer. We're going to call you Gunther or Lopat. But Cindy is with doTERRA Essential Oil. So welcome, women, both. And thank you for helping us on this Pledge Drive edition of Mountain Money.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're really excited to be here.
Really excited.
So, Kathleen, we had you as a guest, I believe, in the spring.
Yeah.
And you guys had changed your format for a recognition banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And the event was about to happen in a couple days.
Yeah.
Tell us how that went and what do you guys have going on in the fall?
So it was an amazing event, Doug. Thanks for bringing it up. We had instead of celebrating one woman in Park City, we decided to celebrate all women, and we had a whole day affair. It was great. We had somewhere around 85 women join us for the day, and we had lots of great discussion, lots of great learning. We highlighted 25 or more local women-owned businesses. It was a really wonderful day up at Stein's. And what came out of that was the new format that we have embarked on, and we are really concentrating on women connecting authentically in a business atmosphere, if you will.
And that's one of my favorite words. And as I get older, I find authenticity to be something that I value more and more, and I seek to find it out. Why do you think for your group that authenticity, I mean, you called it out as an important element. Why is it so important to your group?
Yeah. The reason I believe it's important is in this day and age, we do business differently. Our business paradigm is shifting. We as female business owners want to know people first before we do business with them. So I think that was speaking to me at the meeting, at that day of fair, that we need to make some changes in our group to attract more of those women who really want to just kind of hang and get to know each other, and then the business will just come.
Kathleen, I know that many of our listeners are familiar with your organization, but some are not. Can you take a step back and tell us a little bit about the big picture of what is the network?
Sure. So we've been around since early 90s, and it's been an avenue for women to get together in business in Park City. And the overarching theme for us is to support women in business in Park City. And then our secondary piece is the give back to the community. We raise money for girls' scholarships at Park City High School.
And Cindy, I want to get to you in a minute, but I do want to remind listeners first, this is our Pledge Drive edition of Mountain Money. The number to call in is 649-9004. As we mentioned, we're a business show, we're a finance show. And I got to tell you, KPCW's pledge system where you call in and you get a gift for your pledge. I mean, how many other nonprofit radio stations, NPR radio stations? I've lived in a dozen cities in my life, and this is the only town that I know. Actually, that's a little bit of a fib. There is one in Salt Lake City, the smaller one, KCPW, which used to be our sister station. They learned about that from us back in the day. But as a reminder, we still have some shared shuttle rides available for a $75 pledge. That gets you a round trip shared shuttle from Park City to the airport for one passenger. And then we also have some dining packages for a $250 donation. There's various restaurants available. You can also get a one-day lift ticket to Deer Valley. You can also get $200 in gift certificates to the Egyptian Theater, or a pair of the Sapphire tickets for the 2018-19 Park City Institute season. That's a heck of a deal.
I think we also have some thank yous.
We do, and thanks, guys, for everything and the listeners. It's been really exciting to serve on this board over the last couple of years. And we would love to thank our first donator, Julie Payne with Allura Catering. Julie is a brand new host for us. She hosted our July meeting and did a fabulous evening, but she's a new member of the Park City Women's Business Network, and she's so happy to be a part of it, and we really enjoy having her business be a part of our organization.
Yeah, and I have another one, Patricia Downs, and she's saying, thank you, Park City Women in Business.
Okay, awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have Carrie Main on the phone. Carrie is the chief economist for the Utah Department of Workforce Services.
This is Travis Vernon, fly fishing coordinator of JANS and longtime supporter of KPCW. Our fly fishing department and guide service is open year-round and offers a full line of flies and product, including brands like Sims, Sage, and Fishpond. We also rent rods, reels, and waders. Available at the flagship store on Park Avenue, 649-494.
Oh, thank you.
Stay tuned to Mound Money. Up next, we're going to have Renee Bodley back in, and we're going to talk more about Pledge Drive Week here on Mountain Money.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design, love your home.
Welcome back. Go ahead, Doug.
Roger, your turn.
Welcome back to Mountain Money, our special Pledge Drive edition. In a few minutes, we're going to hear some more from Renee Bodley Miller, the KPCW General Manager. But in the meantime, we want to remind you that in case you... Oh, there she is. Good morning, Renee Bodley Miller.
Hi, good morning. I was just talking to Molly Miller, who's helping us with our social media. Woo-hoo. And she's doing a great job. And I texted her a picture of our phones, and all the phone lines are busy right now. And I said, can you please send this picture out on all of our social media platforms and remind people that if you can't get through at 649-9004, please keep trying. And you can always donate online, kpcw.org. There is a donate button right in the upper right-hand screen. We love it when Lisa Allison walks in here with thank you notes. Take it away.
Another anonymous donor says Kathleen Barlow for doing an awesome job at the Park City Women's Business Network.
Thanks, Anonymous.
And Peter Gordon, keep up the good work. Thank you, Peter.
And Jen Oxenham, thanks for your donation, Jen. She's one of our members.
And just a reminder, y'all talked about the nonprofit challenge, didn't you already?
We have not, but it's a very interesting challenge and something we're doing differently this year.
Yep, giddy up. Here's what it's all about. Nonprofits will each sponsor an hour. As you know, Park City has great nonprofits. We're going to give the top 8 nonprofits free underwriting. Top 4 who get the most donors in during their hour and the top 4 who raise the most money will get 6 months of free underwriting. One will get 3 spots a week, one will get 2 spots a week. Those spots cost $25 each to get a pre-produced spot here at KPCW. You come in, you sit in front of the microphone, we make you sound all nice and professional, they usually do anyway. And that's great for these nonprofits because that way they don't have to spend money on marketing and outreach. They can spend money on their programs, and that's key.
It's a great deal for the nonprofits, and frankly, it's also a great deal for listeners who are calling in to donate. We talked earlier about some of the freemiums, the premiums that we're giving away. I'm a business guy. I'm a finance guy. I love a great deal, and donating to the station is a great deal on several fronts. You're supporting a very important part of our community's outreach and communications and just really a tool to help all of us either learn about what it means to be a Parkite if you're new to town or remind us that, you know what, we don't beep our horns at one another if somebody takes 2 seconds after the light turns green. Just relax a little bit. They'll move.
Sounds like you're a little sensitive about that.
That is what, you know, I lived here for several years before anybody beeped their horn at me, and my wife says I've gotten to be a worse driver, but now it seems like every week somebody's beeping their horn at me for something.
Bob Richard, the chairman of our board, has often said to me, Renee, I never honk my horn at anybody in town because chances are you're going to know who they are.
Exactly. But like I said, it's a great deal for the listener because you're supporting a great organization. You're also getting great freemiums. For instance, for a $75 donation, you get $50 gift certificates to one of, and I'm just going to read off several, and through the course of the day, I'm sure all of these great donors are going to be recognized. But Prime Steakhouse will give you a $50 gift certificate. The DeJoria Center will give you a $50 gift certificate. Egyptian Theater, Grub Steak, Jan's Mountain Outfitters. You can get a Kuhl, the clothing line, KUHL, the Kuhl gift certificate. So you donate $75 and you get a $50 gift certificate for either a restaurant you're probably going to anyways, or an entertainment outlet, or some cool clothing that you wanted to get anyways. So the number to call in is 649-9004. Please do call in.
And on a morning like this, notwithstanding the fact that it's August, when I got up this morning, it was a bit cool in the air, which made me think about the fact that if you give a $500 donation, you can get 2 Deer Valley one-day ski tickets. It's time to start thinking about that. Or for a $300 donation, 2 PCMR winter lift tickets. So when the company's coming and you were going to have to shell out probably close to that for the lift tickets anyway, why not make the donation and get them now?
Great. And I want to remind our listeners that the money that the Park City Women's Business Network raises goes to help those high school seniors in a scholarship form. And every year, we get a chance to meet these fine young ladies and sometimes make or break their decision to go to college. So think about that. And listeners, call in. Why not make several pledges this week is what I would recommend, and support all your favorite causes.
Absolutely, Sin.
Tell us a little more about the programming at the Women's Business Network. I know you do the spring scholarship programs for the women I can't quite call them girls because by the time they're going to college, they're women. For the women at Park City High School, tell us a little more about the other programs that you do.
Well, that's really our main fundraiser, but what we love about it is every month we meet on the second Tuesday, usually from 6 to 8 p.m., and we get to highlight a local business. And this gives our members and guests a chance to check out new places around town that they might not have ever been to. It's also a really wonderful forum for women to empower each other and get to know each other. Not necessarily, I mean, in a business setting, it can be just being a community member.
Yeah. The other piece that's a little bit different for our group is that every month we have what we call a directive. And we address that directive every month with a talk, which we call tent talks. So we have a woman that speaks to us every month for 10 minutes and addresses the directive. So we just had a meeting last week and the directive was mindful. Mm-hmm. Next month, our directive is resilient. So it allows us as people to just think about those kind of things, like what does mindful mean to me? What does resilient mean for me?
We talked a lot with Carrie Main about statistics. Do you, does Women's Business Network have any ability to get any visibility into the number of women-owned, women-managed businesses in the Greater Park City area and whether we're seeing a growth pattern?
So actual data, I don't know, but a feel? I think that there are an amazing amount of women-owned businesses in this city, and I would venture to say they are the majority of owned businesses by females. And it's becoming more and more. What I'm seeing, I see it in my practice and I see it in the Women's Business Network, is women who are a little bit older, you know, kind of Cindy and Mai's age, in that 50 range.
Oh, you guys are much younger than that.
You.
Come now.
Are
29.
Deciding to make some changes and deciding to, Doug, be authentic and say, I want to really do what I want to do. And starting businesses that way. There's a lot of that going on here in this town.
Now, Kathleen, when we were talking with Carrie, the chief economist for workforce services here in Utah, you know, she said things had changed. And I heard you voice in support and agreement for that statement. You mentioned you're in your 50s.
Yeah.
You know, so you've probably been working professionally 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. What are the biggest changes that you think have been helpful to support and encourage women to start their own businesses? What are some of those developments you've seen in the last 20, 30 years?
Empowerment. So empowerment through education, empowerment through society. We're having more discussions as a society as to, hey, who are you and what do you have to offer? And so I think there's a lot of support from a college standpoint, community education, to say, do what you want to do. I think that's the biggest thing that comes from me.
I'm glad to hear that because, you know, my reflection is I think in my mother's generation, who's now in her 80s, there was a tremendous shift that took place in this country.
Yeah.
Just incredible, the opportunities that opened up.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my sister's generation, who is our age, not as big of a wave change. You know, I would have thought by the time that myself and my sister were in our 50s, we would not have to be talking about this issue anymore because it would just be the status quo.
Yeah.
But we've made progress, but we're still from it being the status quo.
Yeah, right.
If you had a magic wand, and Cindy, let me get you in on this. You're a business owner, your business, and I want to talk after the break about your business. You're in the essential oils business. If you had a magic wand, what would be the one or two things that you would do to help get us that seismic shift that is still in front of us?
Well, what comes to mind is freedom and flexibility. That with the internet and social media, we're able to connect with people all over this world, yet live in a fantastic community and have the quality of life that so many people wish they had around the world, right? And being a business owner that is in charge of my own schedule, it can be very scary at times. And with a group like the Women's Network, it allows more FaceTime, if you will, real FaceTime, because part of the social media challenge is that we're stuck behind a computer or phones, with the Women's Network group, we're able to face each other at least once a month and share ideas in person.
And I would piggyback on that, Sin, to say there are groups like ours all over the world that are starting. So it's really interesting because I do research because to try to find new things for our network. What are other groups doing across the country? There's so many of them. So it's a movement, if you will, to say, hey, how do we support each other and help each other? That's the biggest difference, too, between men and women in business.
Okay, and speaking of movements, we've got a lot of our young people heading off to college now, including my 18-year-old daughter. What advice do you have for young women? Roger, as you said, they're not kids anymore. They're adults. What advice do you have for young adults, specifically women, starting their career?
I would say two things for me, and you might have some more, Cindy. One, be true to who you are. Remember that. And have fun. Our kids now can be really intense. And it is a little scary. My son is 16, and I can see amongst his group the intensity. So I would say be yourself. Follow your gut and have fun.
And Cindy, what would you add to that before we go to break?
Yeah, and just try to get out in person to meet some strangers and do what might scare you. Yeah. And we invite any young woman to attend our events.
Okay, awesome. We're going to go to break. And when we come back from break, we have some recent donors we want to thank. You're listening to Mountain Money on KPCW, and we'll be back in a moment.
The KPCW Summer Pledge Drive, Monday, August 20th through Thursday, the 23rd. Call in your pledge and receive one of many great premium from our generous area businesses. And be sure to check out our amazing online auction items. For complete details and information, go to kpcw.org. And thank you for your support of your community public radio station.
Welcome back to the special Pledge Drive edition of Mountain Money. We have a couple more thank yous, and then I've got a couple of questions for our guests. Julie Stropel called in, and she wanted to say special thanks to Cindy and in a way that I didn't think Cindy would do for herself. So special thanks to you, Cindy, for all that you do, from Julie Stropel. And then we have someone who apparently appreciates Mountain Money, who said, thanks, Doug, Roger, and Renee, for keeping us so well informed. We appreciate this anonymous donor who clearly values quality radio and backs it with their
money. Clearly values, and you know, our show is different in that we have three co-hosts that we rotate through that position. Renee's a very busy person. My schedule is getting a little more travel required, and Roger, you've come in and have just been a great addition to the team. Listeners might not know it. They can probably tell by your smooth radio personality. But you actually had a show in college as well.
I did. I had a public affairs show in college. I did want to ask our guests a couple questions about the transition of young women into college and into their careers. Does the Women's Business Network actively do outreach to try to prepare women for careers in business? One of the things that I've read is that women entering business school tend to have far greater qualifications, but tend not to do as well, in part because of the social pressure not to be aggressive and advocative orally in the classroom, where so much of what business school is based on class participation. Yeah. And so speaking to young women about the need to advocate for themselves, I think, is a really important task. Yeah. Is the Women's Business Network doing some outreach to the high school to help get these women ready for the rough and tumble of the business world?
So in one word answer, no. Mm-hmm. It is a challenge for our group. Once the girls leave and go to college, they are on a different path, and their schedule really doesn't allow for us. We have attempted some mentoring programs, and it's just a challenge. We also have a volunteer base.
Right.
Right. So it's a challenge. But we'd love for our recipients of our scholarships to attend our meetings, and we do that. We encourage that.
So we're talking about mentoring. We're talking about women in business. You know, our general manager here at KPCW is Renee Bodley Miller. Renee, I asked our previous guest, Carrie from the Chief Economist of Workforce Services, how common it is to see a chief economist at an organization like Workforce Services. How common it is to see a woman in that position. What about for public radio stations? How common is it to see leadership at the highest level led by women in public radio?
It's a really good question. We just went to a conference in Chicago, a public radio conference, and I would say it was pretty split, 50-50. As far as the NPR leadership, Jarl Mahn, who's their president and CEO, who will be in studio with us Thursday morning at 8 o'clock, obviously male, but then they have several females in their senior leadership team, and that was really nice to see. Public radio, NPR started back in 1970, and happy to say, you know, that was probably a good time where women were starting to come into the workforce more so than previous.
You just said something that I wasn't aware of. I thought public radio has been around since radio was around, but it was just developed in the 1970s. What was the original? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
NPR started in the 70s.
Okay.
You're right. Public radio has been around for a long time. I don't know the exact date, but national public radio, the national service providing news, information, entertainment, that did not start as a network until 1970.
NPR really took the public radio industry, if you will, or segment, and really helped take them to the next level and created a format that really resonated with communities. Has it always been listener supported? What was the concept of public radio, listener supported radio when it first started?
Always, public radio belongs to the public. You know, the public owns the airwaves, and the FCC wanted to make sure that there was always a platform where communities could have their own voice. And Corporation for Public Broadcasting is what provides both public TV stations and public radio stations their funding. We get about $130,000 to $140,000 a year from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, and they do that funding 2 years in advance. So whenever you hear a new president, new political leadership, and how maybe they want to cut funding to the arts, Corporation of Public Broadcasting falls under that umbrella. But if that were to ever happen, we would have a two-year heads up on that, which is nice to know.
We'd have a two-year heads up, but it does bring back to focus, this is Pledge Drive Week, the importance of listeners calling in and supporting. Renee, you shared with us earlier in the hour, we need to be doing about $4,000 per hour. How are we doing so far on Mountain Money?
Well, breaking news, this just in the last hour with Summit Land Conservancy, we had 31 donors contribute $4,345. So that's really good.
Yeah, that is good.
The hour before, People's Health Clinic had 50 unique donors, and they contributed $2,845. So right now, we want to raise $150,000 for the 4 days. And right now, we are, how's my math, Kathleen, $7,100 into it?
About it, yep.
Okay.
Renee, let's talk a little bit about how we're spending our money. In other words, the things that we're doing to enhance the community service. Why should people be giving to us?
Great question. One of the big ticket items that we're going to be spending next year is that we are adding a digital specialist to our staff. We are a small staff. We have only 11 full-time people. We want to make it 12. And we want to add someone who can help us push the content, that great content that we produce every day, to push it out in the digital platform. That is a huge service to this community. More and more people are used to podcasts. We're putting all our public affairs shows on podcast. More people are used to being able to click on Facebook or Instagram or go to our website. Our news reporters started putting their news stories in text form on our website. That takes additional time. And I'm really hoping this digital specialist will be able to help with those efforts.
And we have this incredible news gathering team, and our ability to make that content accessible and easily accessible to the community, I think, is a real service. I know what Renee just mentioned, which is, to me, the recent change where on Facebook I will see a story. And before, if I wanted you'd see a story, and if you wanted to get the details, you needed to click the button and listen to the whole thing. Now you can quickly scan for the part that interests you. And that, as we move forward and further develop our digital content, will enable the power of this news gathering team to be more accessible in multiple different ways, which I think to me is a real enhancement of the community service that we can bring.
Well, and we're asking people to call in. People are calling in. Kathleen and Cindy, I believe you both have thank yous from donors.
Yeah, I just got one from Pamela Gray. She says, thanks for your support of local women.
Oh, and I want to shout out to two of my mentors, my own woman mentors, have called in. Sharon O'Brien says thanks. And Kim Meehan, thank you, KPCW.
We also have a shout-out to Julia Kretschmer, and I can't help but notice that the vast predominance of the donors during this hour appear to have female names.
How surprising.
How fantastic.
Oh, we got another one from Mary Jo Eichner. Thank you so much.
Okay, Cindy, I mentioned earlier that you have a company. It's in the essential oil space. Tell us about that, how long you've been doing it, and why essential oils are enough of a passion that you decided to start a business in it.
Yeah, thanks. I actually was worked for a lobbying organization for 20 years, and it took me on the road quite a bit. I was gone Sunday through Thursday, and I really wanted to make a shift and come back to my community. Since I've lived here since 1979, and I wanted to reconnect with Park City. So I chose to leave at the top of my game, and there was a health incident that I had where Western medicine wasn't doing the trick, and so a friend came to me to try some essential oils, and within 24 hours I saw a turnaround in my own health. So I got so excited about that, how quickly it worked for my body, that I thought I would learn more about it and start sharing essential oils with others. So it's a new passion. I've been doing it for 3 years only, and it's really been exciting to help others around the world. We're a worldwide company, and give back to farmers, and we've got several organizations that we help through that essential oil business.
Okay, once again, I'm always the one who has to take it back to the big picture. What's an essential oil?
So, thanks for asking. It's derived from plants. So I'll use a peppermint leaf as an example, and we crush and distill, or farmers crush and distill, pounds and pounds of peppermint leaf into a small compound that you would then either take internally, use topically, or smell. And peppermint oil, for example, helps with tension headaches or altitude sickness or even digestion.
Give us a few more examples of essential oils and the characteristics that you've seen affect health.
So many of us have issues with sleeping, right? So this is a great way to have a natural way to get your body to relax and calm down, or to go to sleep, or to even just calm down after a nerve-wracking interview on the radio.
Or when somebody honks at you at an intersection.
Yes, that's correct.
Calming down is important. I can tell you, Renee Bodley Miller just came in. She's a little anxious.
Perhaps phones. Renee needs lavender today.
Maybe all week. The
Here
phones are dying down. This is a special edition of Mountain Money. We do want to encourage you to call in. We only have 5 minutes left. So before we go to break, just a special request, call in. If you listen to Mountain Money every week, if you enjoy the show, if you're fans of our guests this morning, please do call in. The number is 649-9004. We're going to go to a quick break, and then when we come back, we will wrap up Mountain Money and continue this conversation.
This is Brooks Arbertson, commercial lender for Mountain West Bank, sponsor of the amazing programming on KPCW. At Mountain West Bank, we offer consumer loan options as well as home loans and business loans in one location. Mountain West Bank, just off Kearns, next to the theaters. MountainWestBank.com, division of Glacier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Steve Roney Jr. from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. We are a proud supporter of KPCW and our Park City community. Our agents are located in Summit and Wasatch counties, and we can be reached at bhhsutah.com or 649-7171.
Welcome back to Mountain Money. We'll be wrapping up in a few minutes. And before we ask you for more money, as we will be doing here during Pledge Week pretty often, because it's pretty important, I wanted to let people know that next week on Mountain Money, we'll be having guests from the Spur. We'll be talking about the partnership between the Spur and Alpine Distillery. Should be an interesting show. It's an interesting thing that's going on between those two.
Right. And so final minutes here of Mountain Money. Again, thank you to our guest from the Women Business Network for coming in. Just one last question on Women's Business Network. Any activities coming up in the fall that people should be aware of?
Yes, thanks, Doug. So like I said earlier, our September meeting is Resilient. I'm just going to name off some of the meetings up until December and what our directives are. October is Grieve. November is Nourish, and December is Spiritual. And all of these are on our website, pcwbn.org. We have all of our meetings that we have scheduled on. You can register for a meeting through our website, and you can see what the directive is and who the speaker is.
And for those of you who cannot smell through the radio, CeeLo has provided us with some fabulous peppermint essential oils, which really is an amazing thing to rub on your hands and smell. I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I have another thank you. Marie Wintress, she just sent in a donation, and she says thanks.
And I don't know if we thank Julia Kretschmar, who also... it's called in another donation, for which we appreciate it. Thanks, Julia.
Yay.
And I want to do a shout out to Heather Elliott, who owns a fabulous spa out at New Park and was one of our hosts a little bit ago. Thank you, Heather.
And on the subject of thank yous, I want to thank our great sponsors. Today is Pledge Drive Week, but underwriters represent a huge amount of support for the station as well. We have sponsors that sponsor our show year-round. We're appreciative of that. Our sponsors for Mountain Money include Mountain West Bank, Jan's Mountain Outfitters, Park City Chamber Bureau, Jones Waldo, Holbrook and McDonough, Columbus Pacific Development with Viridian and Apex Residences, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
And I also want to thank our guests. We had Carrie Main, the Chief Economist for the Utah Department of Workforce Services, on the phone. And in studio, we've had Kathleen Barlow, the president of the Park City Women's Business Network, and Cindy, the woman with three names, CeeLo, Cindy, a.k.a. Gunther, Lopatriello, who also talked about the Women's Business Network and supplied us with some peppermint essential oils.
I think, Cindy, we finally got your last name right. I will not go after it because Roger did such a good job doing it.
You did, and so now because of that, I'm going to come back and volunteer for the station.
That's outstanding.
Awesome. That's a good deal for us. So, Roger, we've got just a minute or two left. You mentioned who our guest is coming up for next week. I also want to share with our listeners that not only is this Pledge Week, and the number to call in is 649-9004, today also happens to be National Radio Day, so it's a good day for us to be doing Mountain Money and starting off our pledge drive.
We also have one more thank you from Whitney Ulch, who says she's supporting her fellow board members who host Mountain Money. That would be you and me, Doug.
Awesome.
Thanks, Whitney.
And we have a couple other thank yous.
And David Grenholtz, congratulations on your fundraising efforts. Thank you, David.
And an anonymous, just thank you again for supporting women in business. And as president of the network, I really appreciate everyone who called in for this hour. It's been really fun to be here.
Okay, and in the final minute here, just an observation I've had. We were talking earlier about the part of the job of the radio station is to remind all of us what it means to be a Parkite, to indoctrinate new people into, when they move here, what it means to be a new Parkite. And one of the observations I've made this summer, Roger, is there are fewer hot air balloons in the air than past summers.
Me too.
So I'm going to do a shout out. We normally don't do this, but if you are the operator of a hot air balloon business and you'd like to be a guest on Mountain Money, please reach out to the station. You can reach us at 649-9004, and please make a play.